that I've been round to see you. Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a claim by former President Donald Trump's campaign that its emails were hacked and Iran may have been involved. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Experts have been warning for years that foreign interference is likely in various forms over the course of this presidential election season. The campaign has not provided any other specifics other than to say it believes it was hacked by some Iranian entity and cited a report that was released on Friday by Microsoft warning that Iranian-based entities had been attempting to do these kinds of things.
A shocking claim by the acting governor of Russia's Kursk region. He says Ukrainian forces have been using shells containing chemical weapons during their incursion. Vladimir Putin says 100,000 Russian civilians have been forced from their homes. Just released video and audio give new perspective in the Uvalde, Texas mass school shooting in 2022. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Keller.
Among the nearly 600 items released, police dash and body cam videos, documents, text messages, and phone calls.
The thing that's happening in that robbery, though.
Okay.
My nephew.
Including a series of 911 calls from the shooter's uncle, pleading with first responders to let him help.
As people in the southeast are still cleaning up after severe flooding from Tropical Storm Debbie, there's new system forming in the Atlantic. Meteorologist Jordan Steeles at the Weather Channel.
We're going to keep a very close eye on this one as it gets closer to the lower 48. Actually, on its way, we could be looking at some big impacts maybe for places like Puerto Rico. So you could be up by looking at pretty good rainfall here as the storm system continues its westward movement.
A massive wildfire is spreading on the outskirts of Athens, Greece. Helicopters and planes have been dropping water on flames fanned by high winds and tinder dry conditions. The BBC's Nick Johnson.
Local farmers coming to terms with the loss of their livelihoods.
The front of the fire is really huge and it's uncontrollable right now. Behind these mountains are all the olive groves. All the olives are burned.
Temperatures there are as high as 104 degrees. Police in London say they've arrested a man suspected of stabbing an 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman in Leicester Square. It's popular with tourists for its shops and theaters. Britain's been on edge amid right-wing violence following misinformation about a knife attack that killed three girls during a Taylor Swift-themed dance class last month. The Dow is down 223 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Early this morning, smoke and flames were spotted coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine. No injuries were reported. In an unusual incident yesterday, a 52-year-old man in Racine was bitten by a groundhog and ended up holding the animal near State Street. Police were called to the scene, and a bystander eventually helped secure the groundhog in a suitcase. Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P Global Ratings. It's the fourth year straight for that rating. In Racine County financials, County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the proposed 0.5% sales tax would have half of that revenue earmarked for property tax relief. Public hearings on the sales tax proposal are scheduled for next month. An accident involving a squad car on West 3 Mile Road required a flight for life response last night. The driver of the vehicle that struck the squad was in and out of consciousness and two people were injured. And a reminder that you can cast your ballots tomorrow to narrow down candidates for the Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams out of Oregon did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, you know, and coach always preaches that. Just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job, we're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday. But D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go 500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 60s. Sunshine 79 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 66. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Wednesday. Mid 70s and stormy on your Thursday.
It's 73 at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. My buddy Scott saw John Fogerty a couple weeks ago. He said it was brilliant. One of his favorite songs, this one.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Between the
back to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby,
where the sun refuses to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true. You'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Yeah!
you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. Tell a friend. Tell all the friends that you have, especially if they live in Racine, Kenosha. Then you tell them if they live somewhere else, tell them they can listen online to their favorite music out of the 60s and early 70s. Like animals, we got to get out of this place. How many times have you said that on Friday? We got to go out. It's the weekend. We got to get out of this place. Paul Harvey, he was aired on WRJN for either 56 or 57 years. And now we have the rest of the story, which airs on Don Rosen's show at 7:45 and airs right here on my show at 12:05 Monday through Fridays, where you find out the rest of the story. If you haven't listened to him, this is really cool. It's addicting. He's addicting. But if you want to walk down memory lane with us, join me at 12:05 with Paul Harvey right here on WRJN. And one last note, to learn how, if you've got a business and you'd like to be a sponsor of Paul Harvey's rest of the story, give us a call during business hour at 262-634-3311. And you can get you to the right people, and you can be a sponsor. We work with every budget right here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Moment so different and so new.
deeper than wild, softer than the summer night.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Just a beautiful, gorgeous day. I mean, come on. Highs near the 80s, and we're just about there, 76. Really nice tonight, too.
Girl. so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, and WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, WRJN.com, civicmedia.us/vote has information on, it's a little late now for the absentee ballots, but where to vote, how to vote, races in your individual district and statewide races. Do your civic duty and be a voter, and you can find out all the details right here on our website, WRJN.com. Scroll down for the news. Now we join the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Smoke and flames were seen coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine early this morning. Fire crews got there quick to put out flames. At this point, it's believed there were not any injuries. An unusual event in Racine yesterday as a 52-year-old man ended up grabbing a groundhog in the middle of State Street. A report said police called for the situation in which he was bitten by a groundhog, then was seen holding the animal in the road at State and Superior. As rescue teams planned their attack, a bystander showed up with a suitcase and helped get the groundhog packed up. Kenosha County's credit is staying solid. For the fourth year in a row, Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P. The rating reflects the county's financial management, and it's anticipated the lower borrowing costs for upcoming projects. The county board chairman notes that the rating supports ongoing investments in public infrastructure and safety, thereby enhancing the quality of life. And you can vote tomorrow. It's a partisan primary, so this is to narrow down races for Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. There's also a referendum. To see what's on your ballot and to find out where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
And Timeless is right here at WRJN. Jan and Dean, little old lady from Pasadena, classic Three Dog Night coming up.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony.
I'm feeling so- From Pasadena.
Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Paul Harvey, too, today at 12:05. You're going to hear the rest of the story. And we also are remembering Elvis. Elvis Appreciation Week. Passed away 47 years ago on Friday. 47 years. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I am old. It's official now. Maybe I was a year old when he did. No. I remember exactly where I was, working in a dietary kitchen. Somebody came on, came through our line and said, hey, Elvis died. And we all thought, I don't care if you're a doctor. This isn't funny. Yeah, I had a lot of spunk back then. No brains, but a lot of spunk. But we're going to celebrate Elvis's life. I did have one call that said, why don't you celebrate his life when he's born and not when he dies? Why does everybody remember when people died and not when they're born? Well, it's really easy here. Elvis died in the middle of summer. I'm giving away precious vinyl of his hits. It's easier to pick that up in August, don't you think, than in January. But that's just me. So my contest, my rule, no, not really. It's just Elvis Appreciation Week, and I thought we're going to have some fun with this. So we scoured, Chris Morrow, my boss, scoured the finest vinyl shops and found all this vinyl that you're going to get a chance to win this week. Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha really helped us out with this contest and made sure that picked out really great vinyl, even though you used really great vinyl that I think you're really going to enjoy. And today, you can win Elvis's Golden Records. All of his songs hit gold status, and that's the album that we're giving away today. And it's just when you hear Elvis in a movie role, you'll hear Elvis's voice start dialing. And let me just get the number. I put the number on the side. I can never remember my own work number. Isn't that horrible? Hang on. Here it is. Are you a DJ? Not really. I'm the anti-jock, okay? 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. And you'll be my first caller when you hear Elvis talking. But you know what? He'll be talking, and I'll have to wait until he's done talking to answer the phone. So you got great odds here. So keep that in mind. And today, his iconic movie will be... oh my gosh. It'll be from, is it Speedway? I keep wanting to say Speedway, and yet I'm thinking Speedway is a gas station I always stop at. So anyway, today, 1 hour from now, somebody's going to win Elvis vinyl right here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Are you an annoying coworker? Sending emails when everyone else is sleeping? Do they ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts that can help you find a better bed, like a Tempur-Pedic. It has technology to keep you cool at night, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
CapTimes Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Song. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs on WRJN Local News and Timeless System. By the way, it will be an iconic Elvis movie clip from the movie Speedway. I shop there all the time.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Angeles Hits.
WRJN.
Kick WRJN local news and timeless hits. We got Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news. Been a busy one too over the weekend. Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News, all just minutes away right here on WRJN Chicago.